Welcome back to Devil Radio Studios here on 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, streaming live at devilradio927.com. And, of course, you can catch the Facebook live stream as well on the Devil's Radio page. You can also catch the podcast version or catch the show re-aired tomorrow at the same exact time. So many opportunities for you to join us and participate and find out more about local businesses, organizations, and Dane by Local, who this show kind of is based off of, as we like to highlight members and talk about events that are happening with our members and DBL. And so we bring Megan Stern in now to tell us more, give us some updates about what's happening on the DBL side and with some of our members. Megan, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing fine. We pulled it together here last minute today, but it's working out for this show. So let's get into it. I know there's some timely things with Dane by Local and with the holidays, as we were just talking with, had featured Favolden Farm and Jenny and Tom on the show. Great gift ideas with their business. Dane by Local has opportunities for gifts right now and an easy way to participate and give people choices and options with the gift card, right?
Correct. Yeah, we gained a few more businesses this week even. So we are well over 60 businesses now participating in the Dane by Local gift card program. It is a very, very easy process. You just go on our website, which is danebylocal.com, and under the shopping tab, you hit gift cards. They are e-gift cards, so you would purchase it online and list the email of the person you want to send it to. You can even pick the date you want them to receive it, so it doesn't have to happen emergent right now, but you can still do your shopping now, but they won't get it till Christmas or the holidays. So that's a really great option. They start in increments of 25. This week we started a little campaign we have over 600 businesses as members of Dane by Local, and we started a little kind of campaign with them this week to find a way to support staff and their employees, which are pretty rare these days. There's really struggle for a lot of small businesses to keep their staff and keep employees, and especially find ones that they're really happy and proud to work with. So we sent out this week that maybe that would be a great idea for businesses to honor their staff this year is a gift card, or you can also buy your staff or family soup from our Soups On program, which we have a pickup every Tuesday. We are off for 1 week for Thanksgiving, but after that we just keep on going. So that's another really nice cozy gift to give somebody.
I love the gift card idea, and especially as a company gift, because look, you know, a lot of times companies have, you know, they're going to do something for the employees for Christmas, and a gift card gives them a lot of flexibility, but a Dane by Local gift card introduces them to and encourages them to go out and find out more about local shop owners, local businesses right in their community, in addition to organizations that have employees that are new to the area. What a great way to introduce them more to become more a part of our community here. So I love the DBL gift card option for all businesses, companies, no matter how big or how small, and no matter where you're located.
Yeah, that's great. And we also have it, you know, you could, if you don't know the particular people, you could say, well, they might like self-care, they might want a massage, or they might ride bikes. You know, all of those businesses are covered with the gift card, so they get to choose how they use it. Favolden Farms is on there as well, so if you make it out to Cottage Grove to see them, they're amazing. It's a really lovely shop, and you get to see kind of the inner workings of everything, too. I'd highly recommend it.
My hat is the best, like I mentioned before. Megan, there are other things happening with DBL members. Let's talk about some events that our members are hosting right now and coming up.
Yeah, we really want to highlight the fact that it is a super busy time for holidays and exciting stuff within these small businesses, because Small Business Saturday is next weekend. It starts on November 27th on Saturday. So head to our website and check out some of our small businesses through directory. I can give you a couple highlights. One is we have a member, Fitchburg Farms, which is a huge full-service garden center, and they've turned over their massive greenhouse to make it a winter market this year. And it's hosting over 100 small businesses, jewelry, bakery, everything. I went there last night, and I got 5 presents in 1.5. Like, I was there for an hour and a half, and I already got 5 presents.
Efficiency.
It's amazing, and they have it worked out so smoothly. Another opportunity, and I will say they have special events, food trucks. They have a porch planter and greens gnome workshop, sip and strolls, kids' day. It's a lot going on out there. Dane County Farmers Market, a member of Dane by Local, is moving indoors. Today's their first day at the Monona Terrace. They'll be there this Saturday, which is today, until noon, and then December 4th and December 18th from 7:30 to noon. And then they move for the winter market. They move over to Garver Mill, which leads me to our other highlighted member this week would be Ian's Pizza. They are doing a Thanksgiving pickup. This is a really clever idea. You go to their websites, like our Soups On program. You go to the specific website and you order a 16-inch pizza for $30. You take it home and you finish it at home, and it also comes with a 4-pack of Great Lakes Brewing Company beer, and they have Christmas specials. That one's a little tricky to find. You have to go to their Facebook page. It's probably the easiest way to find it because they made a separate store for it. But you order it online and you just drive through their Garver Mill location and pick it up. Also, added bonus, if you donate $5 when you pick up your pizza from them, they give it to Goodman Community Center, and you get a free pint glass and a free slice card. So it's just kind of all around. Everyone's working really, really hard this season to keep turning keep the circle going locally and keep all of the businesses supporting each other and thriving. And you'll see a lot of that next weekend with Small Business Saturday, which kicks off all those events like Cyber Monday. We have our member marketplace online. A lot of our members have put their online marketplaces on there. There will also be Giving Tuesday on November 30th. Feel free to give to Dane by Local. We are trying as hard as we can to do as much as we can locally, and donations help us keep on moving and keep supporting our businesses.
Absolutely. I love that. And about Ian's Pizza too, Megan, you know that if you they'll put anything on a pizza. So, you know, you can pretty much get whatever you want. Any kind of pizza you want, they'll make it.
That's true. And they do have a specialized Thanksgiving pizza they make every year. So you should check that out, too. I think it has, like, cranberries and stuffing and turkey on it. So it's worth taking a look at it.
Fantastic. So we have some great members. And you know, Goodman Community Center, too. You can donate to them as part of that. So many wonderful things happening. We will talk with Delta Beer Lab coming up later in the show about their special Thanksgiving event taking place. And I'm excited about Small Business Saturday next week, too. We're going to talk with Stacy from Soap Opera. We're going to highlight some other local businesses who are having, you know, it's a big day for them. It really is a big day for them, and it's important for us to support them here in our community.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So Small Business Saturday really is a big kickoff day for those small businesses, and they kind of see it as an indicator of how the season's going to go for them. So really show them your support. And like you said, Soap Opera, they're part of that collaborative. That's a really good thing, too. You can go on our website and see what that's all about, too.
That's Megan Stern from Dane by Local. Head over to danebylocal.com for the gift cards to support local businesses and get some of your, make your holiday shopping a little easier. Megan, thanks for your time. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too, Jason.
We'll be back in just a little bit here on Let's Get Local from Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin.